www.mission.org.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoopstein with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio, live on the Liberty News Radio Network and all affiliates. It is Saturday, October the 16th, 2021, and we got a great show for you as always. Walt, are you with us tonight? Earth to Walter. Ground control to Walter. Come in, Walter. All right, I think Mr. Yerkew might need to put a couple more quarters into the payphone, but that's fine. He'll join us hopefully as soon as possible. Anyways, as always, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we first want to remember Deputy Constable Kareem Atkins, Harris County Constable's Office. End of watch today, October 16th, 2021. His killer remains possibly at large or in custody. During a shootout, a person was taken into custody. A person of interest was taken into custody. It is unknown if it was the killer. Also, we want to remember corrections officer Tomalama Scanlon of the Fresno County California Sheriff's Office. End of watch, October 12th, 2021. Now, Officer Tomalama Scanlon succumbed to a gunshot wound sustained on September 3rd, 2016, while responding to an active shooter inside the lobby of the jail. Anyways, his killer has been arrested. Second order of business. As always, we want to say hello to Little Billy Keebler and the Cellar Savers of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department. Guys, be careful out there. I understand your ladders only go up 1.5 stories, and they're building a new 2-story welfare hotel in beautiful downtown Yonadosis, New York. Anyways, like I've said once, and I said many times before, this show, The Political Cesspool, and other programs here on Libby News Radio not only talk about news and current events, but we also talk about news that hasn't happened yet. What am I talking about? Well, early this week on Twitter, the New York Post, who I follow, talked about how the Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg has been missing in action, and you have ships outside our many seaports that have been sitting there full of containers, full of cargo, full of goods that we used to make here in the U.S. that are made now made elsewhere. So anyways, the ports are full. There's no room at the ports. The container's not getting offloaded. The container's not being brought to warehouses, offloaded, and sent out to consumers. So anyways, I went on Twitter and to say that Secretary Buttigieg was at home on paternity leave with his husband in his $4,000 apartment in Washington, D.C. And of course, the liberal scumbags came after me. The very next day, Political reported that the reason why Pete Buttigieg was missing in action for the fiasco at the ports and transportation and logistics was because he was on paternity leave. Anyways, next question is, Why is the Secretary of Transportation on paternity leave? He did not give birth, and his husband did not give birth to their twins. And as far as I know, his husband is not working at this time. It's very understandable for when normal parents have kids, the wife is exhausted, and the pain that they go through over childbirth. And these mothers are still on a hormonal roller coaster, as well as dealing with a newborn baby. But Buttigieg and his male spouse, as far as we can tell, neither one gave birth to the twins. And as far as we know, but anyways, the Secretary of Transportation is not a job you can do from home. As the Department of Transportation oversees our seaports, intercoastal waterways, roads, airports, and everything that travels on and everything that's involved with it. But of course, Buttigieg, he wants to be at home with his children and his husband and his family, taking care of his babies. And supposedly he was available to conference call on Zoom and all other good stuff. But anyways, you know, this guy is always over his head. He was the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. He ran that town into the ground. Then he decided to run for president, and he was terrible at that. And then for whatever reason, I guess because to get that LGBTQ MTA plus hashtag vote, he decided that, or correction, Joe Biden decided that he wants to have a homosexual as the Secretary of Transportation. So anyways, that's way to go, Joe. But anyways, moving right along, next order of business is Mark Levin. As you know, I'm not really a big fan of Mark Levin. He's part of Conservative Incorporated. You know, he's corporately approved, corporately sanctioned, and government approved. In April, I criticized Levin for going all out on his book, despite everything in this country falling apart. Granted, he wants to make a couple more shekels, and I was fine with it as I support capitalism. But anyways, his shows in April was nothing about his book, which I will not mention because he mentions it every chance he gets. Now, fast forward to this month of October, and he is still shilling his book despite being released in the summertime. I mean, how much money does Mark Levin need? This is why you have Conservative Incorporated, because you got Levin, Sean Hannity, Dennis Prager, Rush Limbaugh. They just see the audience as customers or consumers, not fans, not followers, or in our case, not as members of the family. But the all-star stable of talent here at Liberty News Radio sees you as family, as brothers, as sisters, as friends, as, you know, fellow soldiers in the fight against tyranny. But Rush Limbaugh was given a death sentence. He really could have said anything he wanted or was on his mind and really let loose. His days were numbered, and he knew it. But what did he try to do? He tried to compare Bull Connor with James Edwards. But anyways, when we come back, hopefully we have Walter Yerkew. Also, we want to talk about Eric, David, and John. And also, at the halfway mark, we got a special guest from Independent Media. Stay tuned, everybody. This is Scoop Stand on 75 Radio.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. It's just Scoop standing right now flying solo. Walter Yerkew is either at a wild party with the governor of Tennessee or the movers and shakers of the volunteer state, or he just fell asleep. But anyways, this next segment is called Eric, David, and John, because back in 1968, singer Dion released a song called Abraham, Martin, and John, about a sappy song about murder of three icons, one of whom, Abraham Lincoln, was murdered over 100 years ago, the other one, Martin Luther King Jr., and we won't go into him, and John F. Kennedy. But anyways, it's a real sappy song, but forward 50-plus years later, and I want to talk about Eric, David, and John. Three famous dudes who has something that said some things that get themselves in hot water for no reason, but these people were absolutely 100% correct. First is former Las Vegas Raiders head coach John Gruden. He was fired this week because some private emails from years ago to former Washington Redskins general manager Bruce Allen. I refuse to say Washington football team. But Washington Redskins general manager Bruce Allen criticized NFL commissioner Roger Goodell and called out the NFL and then the then St. Louis Rams for drafting Michael Sam. Now, we all remember the drama with one Michael Sam. He was the first openly gay draftee in NFL history. And I only say draftee because he never played in an official NFL game. And then you remember the draft day where Sam was drafted and the cameras for ESPN was at his place or somebody's place. And then when he got the word he got drafted by St. Louis, he kissed his boyfriend and it just made everybody sick. And you started seeing woke sports. Gruden also said that the NFL's players union had big lips, so big they were made out of Michelin tires. Gruden used to work for the Las Vegas Raiders, who were once owned by the outspoken legendary Al Davis, who was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, way back in the day. Now, I can only imagine the shocking things Al Davis said in private. But Gruden being crucified for cruel jokes and strong, politically incorrect opinions. Now, his former employer, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, removed him from its Ring of Honor, whatever that is, despite leading the team to its first Super Bowl win. Now, I'm sure when Gruden took the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to the Super Bowl, Gruden can drop all the N-bombs he wanted because, again, he brought the team to the Super Bowl. But anyways, he was absolutely right about Roger Goodell ruining the NFL, and this was 10 years ago. He also said Joe Biden was a cat. I'm not going to say what he called him, but again, this is back in 2011. And also, another question is that the NFL is doing this big investigation on sexual harassment and the way Dan Snyder runs the team. And why is it that only Gruden's emails are coming out? I can imagine what a lot of these other emails are saying, but since it's politically incorrect, John Gruden's a white guy, Bruce Allen's a white guy, guess what? They're going to crucify John Gruden. Then it gets better. On Sunday, NFL Hall of Famer Randy Moss started to cry on television about John Gruden's 10-year-old emails. Then the whole of the group, or the female of the group, who we don't know, who has nothing to do with anything, but again, since she's a female, she fits in the demographic, so ESPN is going to put her front and center. She also started crying despite the fact that she has nothing to do with Randy Moss, John Gruden, Bruce Allen, or being black or anything. She was not mentioned anywhere. But since Randy Moss decided to turn on the crocodile tears, this chick, she couldn't be outdone, so she had to turn on the crocodile tears. But anyways, if these people want something to cry about, how about the 13 GIs in Afghanistan that were killed in August? No mention about that, but, you know, John Gruden says that the heads of the players' unions got mission tire lifts, and then he starts to cry. And this guy is in the Hall of Fame. Next, Dave Chappelle. Netflix released his latest comedy special called The Closer. He named the special as a contract when Netflix is over, and he's taking a breather from comedy as he is sick of the cancel culture, especially in comedy. Anyways, his last special really goes after the transgendered community. They want to be accepted by society, but you cannot criticize them whatsoever. Needless to say, liberals are panning him, stating that he should be pulled off of Netflix, and then some trainee walked into a Netflix executive meeting and raised a holy hell, and they got suspended, and now they got fired. But anyway, surprisingly, Netflix will not bend under pressure. And Dave Chappelle has told his critics to go Joe Biden themselves. Good for him. I watched some of the special, and he really goes hard after the transgender community because he says they want protection, they want rights, they want this, they want that. And the only problems they have to go through was they're made fun of, or they're talked about in a bad situation. Meanwhile, blacks back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s were lynched. And then there is Eric, none other than the legendary Eric Clapton. Now, recently, Clapton collaborated with Van Morrison on anti-vaccine songs, playing in red states. Well, he's playing concerts in red states that were not in lockdown. He donated money and a van to an anti-vaccine band. Now, this drew the fury of MSNBC dude Joy Reid, who I guess likes to play a female. Honestly, I think Joy Reid is a female, but she is really, really hard on the eyes. Reid blasted Clapton's vaccine stance and his alleged racism because Rolling Stone reported that in the mid-1970s, at a concert, Clapton spoke disparagingly about blacks and said he did not want Britain to become a black colony. Now, there is no recording of this, no sources of this, but anyway, supposedly he said it, so since it's something against black people, you can take that to the bank. But this is not the first time that Joy Reid did something dumb like this and it blew up all over her ugly face. But anyways, Eric Clapton has been in music for almost 60 years. He's 76 years old. He's been inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 3 times. He's been in some of the biggest bands of all times, including Cream, The Yardbirds, Blind Faith, Derek and the Dominoes. He is a multimillionaire. He's won at least 6 Grammys, and he lost a son. In other words, he does not give a flying flip what Joy Reid or any of these other pundits have to say. But another thing about Clapton is that he's going to be around for another 100 years. Joy Reid's only going to be around until MSNBC can find somebody else that's a little bit easier on the eyes and a little bit more intelligent. The only reason why Joy Reid got her gig on MSNBC, because one, she hates Whitey. Secondly, they had to get rid of the old white guy who got touchy-feely with one too many females one too many times. I'll talk about Chris Matthews. Also, on 7.5 Radio, our bumper music includes Had to Cry Today, which band members include Ginger Baker from Cream, Steve Winwood, and one Eric Clapton. So we're not getting rid of Eric Clapton anytime soon. I'm a huge, huge fan of Eric Clapton. What he did with Cream, what he did with Derek and the Dominoes, what he did with Blind Faith, what he did on the solo records. You know, I wish Blind Faith released more than one album. And I honestly believe that Blind Faith should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, you put NWA, you put Janet Jackson, you put Tupac, Biggie, and all these other people in the Hall of Fame, but Eric Clapton and Blind Faith should be in the Hall of Fame. But anyways, we're at the halfway point, and coming up next, we have an independent journalist who, like us, has been called fake news. He's local, he gets to the point, and he's the real deal. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 7.5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away, boys.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A feared Hollywood strike that threatened to bring production of scores of TV shows and movies to a halt has been averted. 60,000 International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees members were set to begin a nationwide strike on Monday as the union's been in talks for months over getting a new contract while seeking more meal breaks, better benefits, and the three-year contract reportedly agreed to on Saturday evening by the two sides does still have to be ratified by the union's members. Dozens of immigration advocates walked out of a virtual meeting with top Biden officials today to protest the administration's decision to continue border regulations that were implemented by the Trump administration. And nearly 1,000 people rallied in New York City today to protest COVID-19 vaccine mandates. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better, or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
New York real estate heir Robert Durst, just a few days ago getting a life sentence for murdering a friend more than 20 years ago. Well, now the New York real estate developer is hospitalized with COVID-19 complications. He's reportedly on a ventilator. The Red Sox beating the Astros 9-5 in Houston on Saturday, becoming the first team to notch two grand slams in a postseason game. One in the first inning, one in the second. Game 3 is set for Monday night in Boston. The ALCS again tied up at one win apiece. Motley Crue frontman Vince Neil in the hospital, but expected to recover fairly quickly, but he reportedly broke some ribs when he fell off a stage at a Tennessee concert on Friday night. He apparently stepped too close to the stage's edge and fell 4 feet to the cement floor below. And former President Obama's on his way overseas to attend a climate summit in Scotland that President Biden will join later on this month. This is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. And we have Walter Yerkew joining us. Walt, tell us, where were you? Were you at a big party? Were you talking to some movers and shakers or what? We missed you.
No, I just forgot what day of the week it was. That's all. Shit.
What day of the week it was. Outstanding. Anyways, folks on 7-5 Radio, we have our special guest on. He is from Northern Virginia, and he is part of the independent media phenomenon. You got Liberty News Radio Network. You got various people on YouTube, bloggers, podcasters. Anyways, we have Mr. Sam Itaro from NovaNow.tv. That's N-O-V-A, now.tv. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Well, I'm doing fabulous personally, but it's the rest of the world that concerns.
Right. Outstanding. But anyways, Sam, I want to tell you and the listeners that I was just happened to stumble upon your outfit on YouTube or on Facebook because unfortunately the Loudoun County public school system and the Fairfax County public school system are fighting for the bottom, and they are making news not only here locally, but globally. My father lives in way upstate New York, and he watches national news and sees that Fairfax and Loudoun make the news. But anyways, tell us a little about NovaNow.tv to our listeners.
Well, no, for those that aren't Virginia, Nova is a reference to Northern Virginia. It's the counties of Northern Virginia. Right outside of D.C. And the epicenter of that in the central county area is Fairfax County, which is one of a very, very populous county and one of the largest school districts in the United States and one of the richest school districts in the United States. So I moved here myself. I'm a retired teacher. I took an early retirement. Get out of education to save my own sanity. About 2 years ago, fell in love with a woman here and got a job working for the county government. First day on the job was the first day of the pandemic, actually.
Wow. But Sammy still with us? Sam?
Oh, sounds like when he started talking about the pandemic, Mr. Biden cut him off or something.
Oh. Yeah. you're back. But anyways, Sam, one thing I love about your outfit, your network, or I don't know what you want to call it, but it's not corporately run. It's not corporately sanctioned, and it's not government approved. It's independent. And you more or less show what people are actually doing. You don't edit anything. You stream it live, or you stream it raw, and it's amazing.
Hello.
Yes.
Somebody's in the wrong place.
It's not our cell phone. Yeah. Hello.
Okay. Now you're in there. Perfect. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think we're getting some We're getting some interference from the FCC. But anyways, like I said before, your outfit is a breath of fresh air. You're not corporately owned. You're not corporately sanctioned, and you're not government approved.
I'd say we're about as far from government approved as you guys.
Right. Outstanding. But
the bottom line is I'm a digital media guy. I have been all my life, and I just got to the point where, and actually I've been involved in a digital media activist for many, many years, which is one of the things I would like to talk about tonight, what people can do to activate on the local level and the new technologies that are available to help them, you know, fight the good fight. But Nova Now, for anybody listening, it's Nova, N-O-V-A, now.tv. I decided to start my own community media outlet because the mainstream press, especially here in very, very leftist, very blue Northern Virginia and the DMV or Northern, the DC area, is of course extremely slanted. So I decided to start my independent, channel to counter that, and I have been out there focusing more of a, you know, libertarian / conservative leaning approach to covering these news stories. And we've been doing things on the ground that you won't see anywhere else because we're telling stories that the mainstream press won't really show you from the angle that we are. So, started it in July and been busting it out ever since, man. We're about to drop a couple another bombs here in the next day or so about Fairfax. And tomorrow, we're going to be streaming live from D.C. There is a large parent and citizen protest at the Department of Justice tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and we will be there on the ground streaming live from there.
But what's going on at the DOJ tomorrow, Sam?
I was just notified about a protest, the rally that's going to be happening there. Citizens concerned because of the action by Merrick Garland, the course that we all now target. They say they're not targeting, and we have a free speech, but apparently. Showing up at school board meetings and getting a little loud and rowdy is tantamount to domestic terrorism. And, we've had enough.
All right. Sam, change of location. We're losing you again.
There
you go.
I'm not sure what to do because I have fine phone service where I'm at.
It might be my Obama phone then, but anyways, what's been the reaction of the people at these school board meetings? Because you stream in for like 3-4 hours at a time. What's been the reaction of the parents, the school board, security, the other media? What's been the reaction of a person like you, who's independent media, who's not going to bow to the gods of political correctness?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that question because one of the stories that we broke was really just happenstance. Because I showed up at one of the local school boards, which is most recently, you all heard the Daily Wire broke that big story about Loudoun County and the sexual assault, the alleged sexual assault that happened up here, and the school board allegedly knew about it, covered it up, and the kid came back to do it again at another school. This is a huge story. Surrounding the transgender issues and Policy 8040 and all that fight that's been breaking in national news over the past 3 months here. So to answer your question, I went up there to get, for the first time, I got on the ground up there in Loudoun County, and I went up to a large protest. This was, I believe, 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago. And covered the protest and then attempted to get into the public meeting. Now, here's what was interesting, man. I go to the door to get in, and they armed guards, armed private security, mind you, not public servants, not press or not police, not sheriffs, but armed private security. They had they were there with metal detectors, scanning people, and only the folks that pre-registered to speak at the public school board meeting were allowed to get into the public meeting. So what they were doing was they were calling people in batches of 10. They would go to the armed guards, get frisked, have to show their ID to prove who they were. They got wanded through the metal detector, put off to the side, brought in groups of 10, and then had to wait in the lobby, and one at a time were brought before the school board, where they were given 1 minute to speak their piece. This was what the school board considered public comment. Well, that was all done, right, with no public allowed in the conference chambers, in the chambers. So the public was not allowed to view public comment. Well, I walked up to the door. So he said, well, what was the result with me?
Hey, Stan, that's a bumper music with I had to crack day with By Faith. But anyways, when we come back, I want to hear the rest of the story and Nova Now dot TV is doing for the parents of Fairfax and Loudoun County and all parents in America for these fascist school boards. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walt and Scoop.
And we are back. This last segment, we have Sam Ataro from NovaNow.tv. That's NovaNow.tv. He is an independent journalist. Please check him out. Sam, continue. What happened at the Loudoun County Public School Board meeting? It sounded more like a court arraignment than a public gathering.
Yes, sir? You still with me?
Yep, we hear you loud and clear.
I
hear us.
I don't know what happened, but we got disconnected. So to finish the story, when I went up to the door to try to get in, I was met with the armed guards, and they said, no one in except for the registered public speakers. I said, well, it's a public meeting, and the public has a right to be in a public meeting. They said, we're limiting access. I said, you can't limit access. It's a public meeting. And besides, I'm independent press. They said, no press except for pre-registered press, the major news outlets. I said, you can't do that. That's against Virginia Open Meetings Code. They said, we're doing it. I said, I want to talk to somebody from the school. They brought out a chief information officer. He and I had a little bit of a sarcastic, I would say, exchange, and I challenged him, and I asked him, under what code and authority are you preventing the public going into a public meeting and preventing independent press? He explained that it's not a policy, it's just a rule that they adopted. And I said, so you adopted a rule that's contrary to Virginia Meetings law. He said, it's just a rule, that's the way it is, you're not coming in. And I said, okay. So walked away, got that on camera, and then later he was ushering in some other press, and he sarcastically looks at, hey, how are you doing back there? And I said, I'm doing fine. And he says, you fake news reporter. I said, you're calling me fake news? And I said, explain to me, sir. And he says, yeah. And he points to the guys from the Fox outlets in D.C. And he goes, real news outlets. Come on, fellas. And I said, you got to be kidding me. This is the chief information officer from one of the largest, one of the richest school districts in the state of Virginia, looking at me. And then he looks at me and he says, fake news, real outlets. Come on, guys. I said, sir, you've got to be kidding me. What exactly is fake about, I've been streaming live for the past 2 hours. I intend to go into a public meeting that you are required to have open to the public. And I'm having unedited, uninterrupted live stream going the whole time. How is that fake? That's reality. So they usher in their corporate press. They get their little sound bites, you know, couple clips here and there, and then they leave. They block me out. But here's the bigger story, guys, okay? I did some investigation afterwards, and I looked up the open meeting laws, and it's very clear and explicit. Virginia Open Meetings Code, it is very explicit. It states that no public body, no public entity can adopt any rules or make any policies which would restrict the access to the public to a meeting that is supposed to be and required to be public. Nor can they adopt or create any rule that would restrict or prohibit the public, any, the exact language is, any person from filming, photographing, otherwise documenting any portion of any meeting which is required to be public. And furthermore, they're not allowed to hold their public meetings in any building which prohibits photography, videography, period. That's the law. So I got the chief information officer on camera and a sarcastic smartass, you know, mocking me and locking me out of the meeting, but not just me. They were locking all of the public out too, because it didn't say anywhere in the Virginia Code about press. It says any person, period, right? So that's where it began. And that's where I realized, you know, this is why parents are so angry. Because when the parents stand there and they're saying these school boards aren't listening, they're not listening. They are single-minded in their left, call it whatever you want, communist, Marxist, fascist, whatever you want to call it or label it. They're single-minded in their socioeconomic agendas that they are pushing through. And they do not care what the parents are saying. They're not listening, and they're doing everything that they can do, illegal or otherwise, to squash dissent, period, end of story. And my camera told that story, you know? It was disgusting. You watch it. It's the video is Loudoun County, access denied. It's at novanow.tv. Check it out.
Right. Sam, I watched that and my jaw just dropped. But again, you have the public information officer who's supposed for in a education authority or the school board, he or she should know better, but they don't. And that's what gets me as a parent just fired up is that they're blocking what happens. And like, unlike, you know, you got some activist media out there acting a fool, and you're just as a journalist and a good one just standing there just documenting what's happening. Like I watched your video on from Fairfax County where they gave you a hard time and they couldn't find the boss of the night security guards. All right, just go right ahead. And I watched the video, and then I watched another clip from another source, and I see you in the background just standing there doing nothing. But they mainstream media hates you. They hate us. The school boards hate the parents. They hate media types like you and me, that since we do have a voice a little bit bigger than the parents, and they want to do what they want to do. Sam, take it away.
Well, let me cut in here for a moment.
Go ahead, Walt.
And earn my salary. Scoop has no idea. His kids are young. Scoop, you have no idea what you're going to face over the next 12 years. I've been through it with my son. Thank goodness he's 22 now. And we got him through the school system where I live down here in Tennessee, you know, practically unscathed. However, any time that I went to the school for anything concerning my kid or the general population thereof, I was always met with resistance. Always. And it just wasn't me. I was always met with resistance. The faculty treats you like a second class citizen, which I am. So I'll say that they treat me like a fourth class citizen. A fourth class citizen. Okay. And they are rude, obnoxious, uninformative. That's just the faculty. And then when you go to make a complaint about the faculty and you get in to see the board, it's the same damn thing. You got 16 people staring at you, trying to tell your story, how you feel your child has been treated. And they come up unfounded, like I just made all this crap up. It's ridiculous. The last time that I spoke to a vice principal, it was about my son and a cell phone. She said that the teacher caught him with his cell phone in the school, and or the teacher saw it, and then she couldn't find it. Well, you know, it was at his mom's house on his bed. Okay, that's where it was. So it wasn't his cell phone that this teacher ever saw. So they suspended him for 2 weeks and put him in the special class where he's got to wear khakis and a white shirt and that kind of nonsense and baloney. And while I was sitting there with this female vice principal, her, and she was being rude to me, I was very calm. I wasn't being rude to her. I was asking her questions, but they had the sheriff sitting in, one of the deputies, you know, the SROs that... listen to me.
School resource officer, yeah.
The school police officers sitting in the meeting with me. And what the hell are you doing here? You're supposed to be walking out in the hallway to make sure ain't nobody shooting out there. Are you her personal bodyguard? You see, so it's a fixed system. We need more people like you, Sam. We need more people like me. And Scoop's balls will get bigger while he experiences the school system as time goes by. I promise you, my friend. Okay? And a lot of people know how big my coyotes are. I just proved it last month.
But, anyway, Sam, unfortunately, we're out of time, but we're definitely going to have you on next week for the whole hour. We just grabbed the scratch of service. Anyways, check him out, novanow.tv, novanow.tv. You need to watch it. You need to see what's going on.
You guys, too, definitely.
Right.
So I appreciate the opportunity.
Sam, I'm going to call you in a few minutes, but anyways, we made it to another end of an episode. Thank you, Sam Ataro. But anyways, this is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yurku. Telling you, reminding you, begging you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. Stalling everybody, have a good week.
This is James awesome. Edwards thank for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.